Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, one foot in the grave. Well, that's one of the many classic TV catchphrases that's at risk of dying out, simply because Gen Z have never heard of it. That and so many others, like "How are you doing?" from Friends as well. There's just a whole list of them in this new survey today. As Serena Bellissimo from the Bellissimo Files broadcaster is with me today on the line, because Serena, so many of these phrases that we all know and love, they won't be around anymore.
I know, and I can't believe it. I think the one I'm most shocked with is the Friends ones, although they are the ones that are being used more than any others. Like 3/4 of Gen Z do know "How you doing?" Right? So, because Friends is still everywhere. And I suppose I suppose the difference between them and us using it as well is they may not know the context, but it's still in the vernacular and it's everywhere in popular culture. So, you know, if they're at the shops, they may say something with a "how you doing" and it accidentally slips into their words, but not really like as much as it does in ours.
Yeah. This survey, they've been looking at the various different, you know, phrases that are likely to die out. Is it because they're, you know, Gen Z just aren't familiar with the likes of Friends or One Foot in the Grave or so many of the other shows? Or is it just that series nowadays, that the new series that we watch, Serena, they just don't have the catchy script?
Well, I don't think it's that last one. What I think it is remember when you were growing up here in Ireland, it was still like maybe 4 channels if you were lucky. Like the variety of, you know, the variety of shows you have access to now isn't the same. So, you know, everyone, if you look at the figures, you know, when people were watching Friends, it was millions and millions. Now, if a TV show rates and gets 500,000, everyone's like, "Ooh, we're doing really well." So it's not becoming part of the conversation like it used to be. But what shocks me the most, Andrea, and I hope you're on my side just to validate me, apparently 31% of people admitted to using catchphrases once a week. Me and my mates use them every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you don't have, like...
Like you're going around to tell, you know, how you doing to everybody.
Yeah, well, like, no, I'm not "how you doing," everybody. Just the special ones, Andrea. but like, I would just use them. Me and my mates would just use them in everyday language when we're talking to each other. And they'd come from everywhere. They'd come from TV. Like, we use a lot of Rocky references. Like when my daughter was graduating sixth class last year, my mates would turn around and go, "Donna Martin graduates." Do you remember that from Beverly Hills 90210?
No. I loved Beverly Hills 90210. I absolutely loved it.
Do you remember when Donna wasn't allowed to graduate? Because I can't remember. She did something and then everyone took it to the school board and there were protests.
Oh,
and,
vaguely, yeah.
Yeah.
Vaguely. But like, still use it.
Yeah, but like even with my kids, they're using catchphrases that nobody's using these days only because I use them so often. So like if they say something ridiculous, I'll just turn around to them and say, "What are you talking about, Willis?" And so my 8-year-old just turns around now and goes to me, "What are you talking about, Mum?" So like they're using the phrases and they don't necessarily know where
the context,
it's from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Ellen Howley, who's an assistant professor at DCU School of English, Serena, is with us here on the line too. Why do we use catchphrases, Ellen, first of all?
Well, I think catchphrases, and it's kind of interesting, some of what Serena just said there really rings true, is it creates a sort of social community or a social group. So, you know, she has a very kind of local one within her family that they're using catchphrases that maybe even people outside the family might not know anymore. But they're very much a shorthand way of talking to friends or talking to people around you. It's a shared kind of culture, I suppose, like that. We were all watching the same TV programs at the same time. So it becomes a kind of shorthand way. And often they're quite funny as well. So, you know, it's enjoyable and fun to use them.
But they're much, we don't use them as frequently though, Alan. Like you very rarely hear, you know, drama series or movies now that have that sort of, the kind of catchphrases that so many of us in regular daily life re-quote.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is, it's maybe a little bit around the kind of type of TV shows that we're watching. It tends to be these kind of like drama series that, you know, are kind of short-lived, maybe 6 or 8 part series that don't necessarily have these kind of long-standing characters and so on. Because for a catchphrase to really develop, it needs to be repeated over and over again for a kind of true catchphrase. So Joey's constantly saying, "How you doing?" in Friends and so on, or, you know, The Simpsons, there's loads from there that you could think of, even Homer's like Doe. They kind of have to be established over a longer period. So I think it's partly with the type of shows that are on, but I think it's maybe also that we've moved to kind of new mediums. So if you think about the online meme, for example, you might think of that as a kind of a changed catchphrase. You know, you see images or repeated pictures online and they sort of signal something to the people that are in that online group. So they're maybe just not on TV as much anymore. And maybe that's why Gen Z don't know these TV ones that they have certainly memes online that we might not know.
The only show, Serena, in recent memory that I can think of that I would regularly hear people quote, and, you know, you see the cups and the T-shirts, you know, created around Christmas, is Line of Duty, Bent Coppers and Jesus, Mary and the Wee Donkey. Like, that's the you know, Ted Hastings is the is the only kind of character in recent years that I can think of who we would, you know, you hear his phrases, catchphrases being used.
Yeah. And it's really interesting that you say that, because you've picked something that's come from terrestrial TV that became event television. It was something that all of us on a Saturday night would collectively sit in our own houses, but sit together and watch it. And it had water cooler moments. Those water cooler moments we're no longer having anymore, because even when, you know, I'm thinking of the last TV show that was really big, Baby Reindeer, people still weren't watching it together. It wasn't like on a Thursday night we'd sit down and go on a Friday morning, "Oh my gosh, did you see what happened last night?" And then, because there's so much conversation around it, then these catchphrases are happening. And it's what was said there as well, the fact that, you know, they are becoming memes. Like, they're just done in a different way. And I think a lot of the Gen Zers today are using these catchphrases and they have no idea what it means. Like, how many people really do know what "I carried a watermelon" means? And I use that at least once a week. And, you know, nobody puts "baby in a corner," but they still probably share that meme.
Nobody puts "baby in the corner" is, I think, definitely that everybody of our age group will certainly remember, and older as well. What makes a good catchphrase, Ella?
I think it's definitely something that kind of has to be pithy and memorable as well as being funny. One of the things with catchphrases is they often kind of encapsulate what type of character that person is. So with, again, Joey's "How you doing?" you know, we know that he's a sort of womanizer, flirtatious kind of Casanova figure. So it's a very kind of shorthand to tell us about him. If you think about someone like Ned Flanders in The Simpsons and Heidi Ho, Neighborino, you know, he's this very kind of always trying to be happy, always trying to be nice, sometimes to his own detriment. So it immediately links with the type of character as who's saying it. And I think, you know, when that link is really clear, the catchphrase sort of sticks with us as well. One of my favorites is, you know, "It's not bucket, it's bouquet" by Hyacinth Bouquet. I always thought that was great, because it sums up so much of what she's trying to do, that she's trying to be this, you know, live a life that maybe is not necessarily, you know, where she came from her background. And, you know, I always think there's a tension and a humor in that. So I think it has to be memorable. pithy and kind of linked with what the character is doing.
Finn is in agreement with you, Ellen. He says all of the kids are quoting memes now. That is very much the new version of catchphrases. Well, holy God is our most used phrase in our family WhatsApp. Gary in Mayo says a recent one is winter is coming from Game of Thrones. Another listener says my 7-year-old son, when he washes his hands, sings hands that do dishes are as soft as your face with mild green dairy liquid. So I must actually be singing it in the house without realising it, says this listener. And another texter says, can anyone ever say careful now and not expect somebody to reply down with that sort of thing? I use Cowboy Teds on a regular basis as well. Yeah, a lot of them as well, though. I know I mentioned Line of Duty, but Father Ted, I suppose a lot of the series, Serena, are very much Irish produced dramas and comedy. And is it just our wit too?
I think it's a cultural thing, right? Because I was thinking about the stuff that I would be quoting, and I grew up with a lot of American TV and Australian TV, so all my quotes would come from that. And I think that's what's happening. Like, you know, Father Ted, Gen Z, half of them haven't even watched it and they are still happy to quote what's going on with in Father Ted, because it has become part of the culture. And that's what I love. Like, it also shows, I suppose, how old you are. Like, I've been away from Australia for 18 years now, and I go home still, and if someone's in my way, I'll scream out, go round! Like, what are you talking about? Well, that was an ad that was on when I was home, but no one has any idea. But we've been using it here in Ireland.
Yeah. Oh, well, the other one that we've been using, somebody has texted to say, I cannot believe that you haven't mentioned Love Island. I got a text. Has to be.
I was actually just thinking about it. I got a text. Yeah, that is definitely kind of like, you know, come into the everyday lexicon. I mean, what I think is interesting about the research that came out is that they, like, 71% of people said they would take the time to explain the origins of the saying. I think that's also why, when there's a bit of a, say, cultural disconnect or generational disconnect, that these phrases do, you know, remain in common parlance because we're taking the time to explain them to each other. I mean, I have students in my classes in DCU who have to explain online phrases to me because I'm not in that world.
Yeah, and, well, you know, Sigma
that's how language operates.
Yeah, Sigma from YouTubers. I don't know what Sigma they're talking
okay,
about.
No,
yeah,
I
don't even know what they're talking about, but there you go, texting from one of our listeners as well. Dr. Ellen Howley, Assistant Professor at DCU School of English and, of course, broadcaster Serena Bellissimo. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.